never had no kissing. Oh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be?
Hello and good morning, early risers. You are currently listening to 96.1 WSRS AM radio segment, Miata's Biographies on Important People. I hope you have a long ride because you won't want to miss who you're talking about today. If you couldn't tell by introduction, we will be discussing the talented singer Eleanor Fagan, or most commonly known as Billie Holiday. Remember, if you have any important comments or questions, just call 508-792-9777. Everyone's got to be different. You can't copy anybody and end up with anything. If you copy, it means you're working without any real feeling, and without feeling, whatever you do amounts to nothing. Lady Day wrote this in her autobiography, and you can tell she meant every word. At the time, nobody had ever heard a voice like hers. It was mesmerizing, and people loved every second that they heard. But she didn't start out on top. She had a rough childhood, which included being sent to a facility for troubled African-American girls called the House of Good Shepherd in January 1925. Her career only started when she moved to Harlem. In fact, let Billie tell you herself.
And there was a lady on the corner that had a record machine. And I could hear Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith and Southern Josh or anything.
I always knew I could sing because I always did sing. But I just did it for my own pleasure or for mom. I never knew I could make any money out of it.
Miss Holiday had no idea that she would become one of the most well-known singers of her time and that her name would still be highly spoken about until this day. When she toured with the Count Basie Orchestra in 1937 and worked with Artie Shaw and his orchestra the following year, she became one of the first female African-American vocalists to work with the white orchestra. But because of her skin color, many promoters objected to her and her unique singing style, and this eventually led her to leave the orchestra. Billie Holiday was crucial in the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement. One of her key contributions was the song Strange Fruit, written by Abel Meeropool. It talks about the lynching of African Americans in the South, but she explains it much better than I can.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree.
Because the song revealed the true atrocities happening in the South, her label company was not interested. Miss Holiday ended up recording with the Commodore label instead. The controversy around her song was what helped it make it so popular and... Wait, what's that, Stan? We have a caller. Caller Greg from Lowell, Massachusetts. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Miata. I listen to your show every day on my way to work.
Well, thank you, Mr. Is there a special reason why you called this morning?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could talk about Billie Holiday's battle with drugs and how she believed that people shouldn't treat the addicted as sick-minded.
I'm sorry, Greg, but I didn't research that part of her life.
Oh, well then can I tell the viewers?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, well hello, fellow early risers. I guess I'll just dive right into it. Billie Holiday was already known to drink, and when she married James Monroe in 1941, she picked up his habit of smoking opium. The marriage didn't last, and when she began dating Joe Guy around 1944, she started using heroin. Holiday was raised by a single mother, and it was hard for her when she died in October 1945. To cope with the pain and grief, Holiday escalated her drinking and drug use. All of the romantic relationships that Holiday had with men caused her to dive deeper into her drug abuse. Miss Holiday began to have complications with her voice, and she gave her final performance in New York City on May 25, 1959. One of my favorite lines from her autobiography is when she says, "Imagine if the government chased sick people with diabetes, put a tax on insulin, and drove it into the black market, told doctors they couldn't treat them, and then caught them, persecuted them for not paying their taxes, and sent them to jail. If we did that, everyone would know we were crazy. Yet we do practically the same thing every day in the week to six people hooked on drugs." Wow, Greg, if you don't mind, how do you know so much about this topic? My teacher in high school made me do a podcast about it for a project in my class. Well, thank you and your teacher for informing all of us, Greg. Have an amazing day. The last thing I would like to say is that Billie Holiday impacted so many people that more than 3,000 came to Lady Day's funeral on July 21st, 1959. She proved to many people that there was a way. She gave hope to African Americans and she helped them see that all of their fighting was going to get them what they were longing for. Thank you for tuning in to my Addis Biographies on Important People on 96.1 WSRS. And don't forget to have an amazing day and remember the people that fought so you could have it.